It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Reds lost to the Pirates on Wednesday night 5-4, and in so doing dropped their seventh series in a row. The game was tied going to the bottom of the ninth, but Max Schrock misplayed a fly ball that turned into a double for Wilmer Defoe, and he ended up scoring on a ground ball to Joey Votto. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Cowboy, I don't know that they get any tougher than this game tonight. The Reds battled their hearts out. I thought they played some of the best baseball we've seen them play, at least for 8.5 innings in maybe a week or two. But then in the bottom of the ninth inning, the misplay down the left field line by Schrock. Votto bobbled the ball momentarily at first base, and Wilmer Defoe never broke stride on his way around third base to score the winning run. But at the end of the day, the Reds are in a point right now where they just need wins and couldn't get it done tonight.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at this ball game from the outside looking in, you got the couple of runs early in the ball game. The Reds were not able to capitalize on that early lead. They gave up that lead in the third inning, and then again in the fourth made it a 4-2 ball game. Now, there were some very good at-bats throughout the ball game, but This is a series where you really thought the Reds, I mean, looking at the records, you would think that the Reds would just outclass this club. There are not a whole lot of regular big leaguers playing on this Pirates club, and it shows me that the Reds are playing quite tight. And even though there was a lot of aggression in the ball game and it seemed like the Reds were going to break through at any moment, they were unable to break through. And if not for that home run by Kyle Farmer that came in the eighth inning, what would you be looking at? I mean, that's a tough ball game. But you have to figure out a way to win these tough ball games. And right now, the Reds have not been able to do that over the last 2-3 weeks.
Well, it's concerning because after the series wrap-up that closes out this longest road trip of the season, the Dodgers come to town, and they're throwing some pretty good guns at the Reds over the weekend.
Yeah, I think that the Reds really needed to come out of this road trip with some momentum going into that Dodgers series. The Cardinals won again tonight. They're making some separation. They played very well in St. Louis against the Reds. And to be honest with you, it's not that the Cardinals played well. It's just that the Reds did not play well enough.
Final score, 5-4, Pirates over the Reds. Yet back to you.
Now to the highlights. The Reds wasted no time getting on the scoreboard Wednesday night off Pirates starter Mitch Keller. Jonathan India began the game by singling to center field. Max Schrock then walked. Nick Castellanos lined out the right field with India moving to third. Schrock then stole second base. So second and third with one out and Joey Votto at the plate.
Now the 2-2 pitch to Votto. And Votto grounds it to the right side. This will get the run home. Fielded by the second baseman Park. The play to first in time to get Votto, but it's an RBI ground out and the Reds strike first. It's 1-0 as India comes home from third.
That brought up Mike Moustakas.
The 1-2 pitch. And Moustakas sends a fly ball into left field, sinking quickly. Long run, and Gamble won't get there. It's down for a hit. Moustakas fought it off and just drops one in short left field for a two-out RBI single. Schrock's home from third to make it 2-0 Reds.
The Reds went out in order in the second. In the third, they had a couple of chances but couldn't score. Jonathan India led off the inning, but he was robbed.
And back to the plate, Keller. This one ripped high and deep to left field. On the run, Gamble. He's going back. He leaps, and he got it. And he will rob a home run from Jonathan India. That was an awfully nice play by Gamble. He got back to the wall. It did not appear he was going to have a chance to jump for it simply because he had to spin the opposite way that he had started. And as he turned back, he got himself in a perfect position, and he robs a home run from Jonathan India.
Then with two outs, Nick Castellanos singled, and Joey Votto was next up.
Fly ball into left field, slicing towards the line. Long run, Gamble sliding. Did he make the catch? Yes, no, he did not. I thought he had it. Castellanos rounds third wildly, and he is a dead duck at the plate. I don't think J.R. House nor Nick Castellanos had any idea that Gamble had bobbled the baseball, but he came up with it, a quick throw. They flip it on to the plate, and Castellanos was out by a good 10 feet.
Those missed chances were large because of what happened in the bottom of the third. Red starter Vladimir Gutierrez pitched a couple of scoreless innings to begin the game, but the Pirates then got to him. Mitch Keller singled. Ke'Bryan Hayes reached on a fielder's choice with Keller out at second base. Hayes then stole second base. Yoshi Susugo was next up.
The pitch. Fly ball left center field. On the run, Schrock. He's got a long way to go, and he will not get it. Hayes will score from second base, bobbled by Schrock, the runner heading for three. The throw from Farmer, not in time. That's a triple, and it's a 2-1 ball game, and the Pirates are knocking on the door.
Then it was Brian Reynolds' turn.
Gutierrez sets, long pause, the kick, the pitch. Fastball ripped down the right field line, and that's going to go all the way to the corner. Rounding first, heading to second, and on to third is Reynolds. And he will be into third base with a stand-up triple, and that ball went right over the top of the first base bag all the way down the right field line. We're tied at two.
Colin Moran then gave Pittsburgh the lead.
The 0-1 to Moran. Fly ball high and deep into left field, and this will score Reynolds easily. It is caught by Schrock. On to the plate is Reynolds, and it is a 3-2 Pirate lead.
The Pirates added to that lead in the bottom of the fourth. Gutierrez walked Hoy Park to begin the inning. Keller bunted him over to second base. Hayes then grounded out to first base with Park moving to third. That was it for Gutierrez. Justin Wilson then came to the mound, and Yoshi Susugo jumped on his first pitch.
Wilson ready to go to work now against Yoshi Susugo. First pitch swinging. He lines one into center field. That's down for a base hit, and it will score Hoy Park from third. 4-2 Pirates on Susugo's second hit tonight. And for Susugo, it is his second RBI, and he's on for the third time.
Here's the pitching line for Vladimir Gutierrez. 3 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs all earned, 3 walks, no strikeouts, 71 pitches, 41 4 strikes. Tony Santion pitched the 5th and the 6th for Cincinnati. He gave up a couple of hits but kept the Pirates off the board. Meanwhile, after the first inning, the Reds just couldn't get much done off Mitch Keller. He ended up throwing 5 innings of 4-hit baseball. Anthony Banda shut the Reds down in order in the 6th. Chad Kuhl came on to pitch the top of the 7th. Tucker Barnhart was hit by a pitch. Shogo Akiyama then singled to right, moving Barnhart to 3rd. Tyler Stevenson struck out, but then Jonathan India got Barnhart home.
The pitch from Kuhl. Fly ball high into the air into left center field. Alford is going to have it. Barnhart tagging all the way. He will take off. He will make it easily to the plate, and it's now a 4-3 ball game. India drives home the run with a sacrifice fly to left. 2 down.
Made possible by the Barnhart hustle, going first to third on the Akiyama base hit.
Max Schrock singled after the sac fly, but Nick Castellanos grounded out to end the inning. The Reds tied things up in the 8th off lefty Sam Howard when shortstop Kyle Farmer came to the plate with 2 outs.
High hold, here's the pitch. Farmer swings, cranks one to left field, well hit. Going back, looking up, Alford gone. Kyle Farmer ties it at 4 with a solo laser out of here to left.
How many guys can take 3-4 days off? They haven't seen a big league pitch. They come back. He had 2 hits last night, and he walks up there and may very well have the biggest hit of the season.
Michael Lorenzen pitched a scoreless 7th for Cincinnati. Lucas Sims came on in the 8th. He got Newman the pop-up. He struck out Hoy Park swinging and then ended the inning against Anthony Alford.
Sims ready. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He blew him away with a high fastball. And down on strikes, Anthony Alford. Sims strikes out the final 2 batters of a 1-2-3 eighth inning. On to the ninth.
The Reds went out in order in the top of the ninth, so we go to the bottom of the ninth. Michael Givens comes on the pitch for Cincinnati. He retired the first batter he faced, but then came perhaps the biggest play of this game. With Wilmer Defoe at the plate, this is what happened.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Defoe swings, sends a fly ball down the left field line. Long run, Schrock. He will cross into foul territory, but the ball bounces behind him in fair territory. It goes over the sidewall for a two-base hit for Wilmer Defoe. Schrock has made some fine plays in left field, but he just overran that ball down the left field line.
Brian Reynolds was then intentionally walked, and that brought Colin Moran to the dish.
Givens from the belt checks the runners to the plate, his 2-0. Moran grounds it to Votto at first. He bobbles, recovers, feeds to Givens. Out, runners coming home. Throw to the plate, not in time. Wilmer Defoe scores, and the Pirates walk off winners. 5-4 the final at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. On a ground ball to Votto, who fed it after a bobble to Givens, and Defoe never hesitated around third. Never broke stride, and he dove in headfirst around Barnhart's tag just ahead of the throw from Givens. The Pirates have now handed the Reds their seventh straight series defeat.
Here are the totals for Pittsburgh. 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 9 left on base. Cincinnati, 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They strand at 6. Stratton, the winner, 6-1. Givens, the loser, 3-3. 1 home run in the game. Kyle Farmer, number 14. 3 hours and 3 minutes, 9,320 on hand at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. And with the defeat, the Reds are now just 4 games over .500 at 75-71. Time to hear from Max Schrock.
Actually, playing left, is that one that you misjudged and overran a bit?
Yeah, not really any excuses there. Misplayed the ball, and that's all that happened. I'm going to continue to keep working out there and you know, try not to be discouraged by what happened tonight.
The tough position at the end, I mean, you've been an infielder your whole life. It's not the easiest of adjustments, is it?
Yeah, like I said, there's no excuses for that. There was a ball that I should catch 100 out of 100 times. Something that I think, and yeah, like I said, just no excuses.
None of the clubhouse has to be down right now. Do you still feel like you guys have a rebound in you?
Yeah, I think it's flush it and move forward. Got a few games left here, and we're going to play some good baseball.
Max, what did you guys see from Keller, their starting pitcher? You guys got off to the quick start with the 2 runs in the first and able to get anything after that.
He did a decent job keeping us off balance. He you know, mixing pitches, mixing speeds. Did a good job.
The Reds and Pirates play the wrap-up of this 3-game series on Thursday afternoon as Tyler Mahle goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He's looking for his 12th victory of the season. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 12:05. First pitch is scheduled for 12:35. And once again, the final score on Wednesday night from PNC Park in Pittsburgh. The Pirates beat the Reds 5-4. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.